Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Pan-Africans Now podcast. I'm your host, Sheikah Bless. And in this episode, we will continue with part three of our previous episode titled The African Diaspora and Bridging the Gap. We will continue to explore the interconnectedness of people of African descent worldwide. Before we continue where we left off in our last episode, I want to tell you a little story so that you can imagine what Africa was like before the transatlantic slave trade and before colonialism. In the heart of Africa, amidst the lush greenery and vibrant communities, lived multiple tribes and peoples, each with their own rich cultures, traditions, and beliefs. Among them were the Igbo, Yoruba, Ashanti, Hausa, and many more. Their lands stretched across the continent. These tribes flourished in peaceful coexistence. Their lives danced to the rhythms of nature, guided by the spirits of their ancestors. But across the vast Atlantic Ocean, a dark cloud loomed on the horizon. It was the early days of the transatlantic slave trade, a period of unimaginable horror and suffering for the people of Africa. From the bustling ports of West Africa to the plantations of the New World, millions were torn from their homes and families and forced into bondage. Among those taken were the proud warriors of the Ashanti, known for their bravery and resilience in the face of adversity. Their traditional beliefs and the powers of their ancestors sustained them through the darkest of times, their spirits unbroken despite the cruelty of their captors. Similarly, the Igbo people, with their deep reverence of the earth and the spirits that dwell within it, faced unimaginable hardship as they were sold into slavery. Yet, even in the depths of despair, they clung to the hope of one day returning to their homeland and reclaiming their freedom. The Yorubas, with their rich cultural heritage and intricate religious practices, found themselves scattered across distant lands. Their traditions and beliefs threatened by the harsh realities of slavery. But even as they endured unspeakable suffering, their faith in the divine spirits guided their lives, and they remained unshakable. As the centuries passed and the horrors of the transatlantic slave trade unfolded, the bonds of kinship and community amongst the people of Africa remain unbreakable. Despite the trauma and loss that they endured, they continue to draw strength from their shared heritage and collective resilience. And though the scars of slavery may still linger, the descendants of those brave souls who survived the horrors of the Middle Passage have risen from the ashes, their spirits unbroken, their hearts filled with hope for a brighter future. For even in the darkest of times, the light of resilience, unity, and love shines bright, illuminating the path forward for generations to come. Let's continue where we left off on our last episode, which is the Europeans' involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. The European involvement in the transatlantic slave trade involved complex and often brutal methods to convince African leaders to engage in the sale of their own people. One of the tactics used by Europeans was to foster division and rivalry among African kingdoms and ethnic groups. By playing different groups against each other, European traders were able to exploit existing tension and conflicts to their advantage. This often involved providing weapons and other resources to one group in exchange for slaves captured from the rival groups. Furthermore, European traders used economic incentives to entice African leaders into participating in the slave trade. They promised goods such as textiles, firearms, and alcohol, and this was almost irresistible to many African leaders. They saw the trade as a means of acquiring wealth and power. In some cases, European traders established fortified trading posts along the coast, where African leaders could exchange slaves for European goods. These methods of manipulation and coercion had devastating consequences for African societies, leading to widespread displacement, violence, and social conflict. The legacy of these tactics continues to be felt today, as many African countries grapple with the lingering effects of colonialism and the slave trade. The exploitation of African resources and labor by foreign powers continue to perpetrate patterns of inequality and dependency, from the extraction of natural resources to the exploitation of cheap labor. The legacy of colonialism and the slave trade continues to shape the relationship between Africa and the rest of the world. The legacy of colonial borders and artificial division created by European powers continues to fuel tension and conflict, undermining any effort at unity and development. In order to address these ongoing challenges, it is crucial to confront the legacy of colonialism and the slave trade. We have to work towards building a more just and equitable world. This requires us to acknowledge the harm that was caused by centuries of exploitation and oppression and work together towards reconciliation, reparations, and healing. Only then can we truly bridge the gap and build a future based on mutual respect, cooperation, and solidarity. As we bring this episode to a close, let us carry forward the spirit of unity, resilience, and empowerment. Through understanding and celebrating our shared heritage, we pave the way for a brighter future. Remember, our strength lies in our diversity, and together we can bridge any gap. Thank you for joining us on this journey. And until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, stay connected, and keep bridging the gap.